Hello, my name's Erica.
Hi, Erica. Bob Brett. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you. Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Great. Olympia, originally from Bellevue.
So my first question is, approaching this dialogue, what is really your greatest hope and your greatest concern?
In regards to Trump?
No, this dialogue. Oh, this particular dialogue.
I would say my greatest hope is that it fosters understanding. My greatest concern originally was possibly it might be conflict. But after reading the bios, I thought, hey, especially the non-Trump supporters, I thought, hey, these people are pretty reasonable.
That's great.
Actually, I think the Trump supporters might have been a little more extreme aside from their bios.
Well, I really appreciate you coming here. I was saying to the first person Trump supporter I'd ever talked to face-to-face, so you're the second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you live in Seattle, that's understandable.
Yeah. So the second question I have is, how have Trump's actions since becoming president impacted your perceptions of him?
It's been encouraging. I think I was just mentioning to the previous fellow, in terms of national defense, some of the dramatic things he's done is, of course, attack Syria in that one little town over the chemical warfare. I understand that during the Obama administration, there was a worse chemical attack, and more people died, actually. Mm-hmm. And the conclusion then with the debate amongst the administration was, hey, let's try to negotiate, get rid of the chemical warfare with Russia. Well, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so Trump took decisive action, included other countries, including China. The president of China, I think he was meeting with him in Florida at the time when he made the order for attack. It's scary for us to throw bombs, but we can't just sometimes we can't just sit by and let the
so your confidence is in him has actually increased since saying
incrementally. I've been pleased. I think he's doing what I had hoped, leading in say his national defense and economically. I think he was the strongest candidate.
Okay.
For that.
So how did you react to Trump's travel ban on refugees who had already been screened for resettlement in the United States?
Yeah, that was disturbing. I was just talking to my son about that this morning. Specifically micro-wise, that's very disturbing. On a macro level, a larger level, I think it's the right thing to do. For the last 8 years or more, this country has been a mess in terms of immigration. A lot of debate going on, a lot of people coming in.
I mean refugee resettlement, not immigration, not immigrants.
Okay, refugee. Well, I think it's all mixed together, but because those refugees are coming and they end up staying in the United States, right?
So refugees are forced to flee violent conflict
right.
in their native lands.
Right.
So I was just curious. When he put the ban out, these were refugees who'd gone through the screening process. If you had any sort of gut reaction to that.
Gut reaction is, yes, it's disappointing. But I think it's connected. I think it is connected to the immigration issue. And we need to be concerned about people coming in unfettered, uncontrolled into our country. Everybody wants to come to the United States. At some point, we have to have an organizational method on that.
I know that he's lowered the quota from what it was,
yeah.
But we definitely have a limit. Have you had any fruitful conversations with friends who voted for Trump? And if so, why do you think those conversations were fruitful or successful? Before this dialogue, do you have any friends?
Yeah, I have
voted
friends.
Against,
against Trump? Against Trump. I've had conversations, fruitful. I guess that's how you define that. I'm not one to get mad become enemies. I like to have a dialogue and try to make a good point and respect their viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't necessarily change their viewpoint necessarily, but yeah, the fruitful part is you're talking, right? So I guess that way it's fruitful.
Was there some quality to the conversation that made it fruitful, that enabled the dialogue?
I think just the fact that you're talking, and then maybe you can agree to disagree on some things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
In some other cases, an issue might be polarizing, and you just can't accept
agree to disagree
each other. And I don't believe in that. I think you need to. And that's the beauty of our democratic republic, that we are in theory supposed to be able to debate issues, and respect each other's issues, and go forward.
Mm-hmm. So in the spirit of building bridges and not walls, how would you suggest those of us who voted against Trump approach and engage in meaningful dialogue with Trump supporters?
Well, this is a good example right here, I suppose, right?
It's pretty cool. So this has been set up for us, but you know, if you would say out in the community, what would you suggest to us as being a way, if someone were to approach you on the street or at work, what would be a way to...
Well, I ran into Ross Reynolds at the bus stop at UW, and we started talking about this. So I just enjoy meeting people, learning about them, and vice versa. Some people have a hard time doing that, but I enjoy that. I just enjoy starting to strike up conversations, find out what they're interested in, talking about it, and showing respect to them. So I think that's healthy, and in this case, and maybe in all subjects.
Is there anything else that you would like me to know about you as a Trump supporter? Is there anything that you feel like is important to know?
Well, I think you'd find that politics is my life. I currently am a contract lobbyist. I worked for the legislature for 8 years. I worked a little bit at the national level, but primarily it's at the state level. So that's a kind of a different perspective, I suppose, I come from. And I'm a historian as well.
So you've been in politics for a long time. It wasn't
ever
this
since,
campaign that you
probably
really
10 years
in.
Old.
Wow.
Yeah. So I suppose you probably have been interested in it for a long time, too.
I have been, but not, you know, professionally.
Okay.
Or not in that respect. I just wonder whether you've seen any sort of change in the dialogue over the different elections, given how long your involvement is in politics.
Oh, certainly there's change. Different candidates, different issues.
For you? Have you changed?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I have. It's hard to define. I guess I've always been a moderate conservative and a Republican. Some issues have changed. Anyway, great to meet you.
All
right, thank you.